following is a remastered version of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pulse Gamecast, episode 28. I'm Gradle. Due to real life doing as it usually does, Jay won't be joining us tonight. So I'll just get right into it. So this week, I've played a little bit of Bioshock. Well, let me rephrase that. I've played quite a bit of Bioshock Infinite. I'm decently far into the story, if you're familiar with the game at all. We've made it through Battleship Bay. The Finkleton Docks. That's where we ended up. The Finkleton Docks. So that's what's going on in Bioshock Infinite. I also played a little bit of Batman Arkham Origins. I've talked a couple weeks now. I've been dabbling in a replay. This time, I'm kind of trying to focus a little bit more on gaining some of the more obscure achievements in the game. Primarily, what I'm really looking for are, now that I'm talking about it, I can't remember the guy's name. But if you've played the game, you know what I'm talking about. There are the commemorative plaques around Gotham, usually at the base of a bridge or something like that. If you kick on your detective vision, there's a little envelope, little piece of paper behind there, and you're able to get a little bit of info about Gotham. I want to say his name is Cyrus Pinckney, maybe? But anyways, I'm really trying to do that because I've never completed that little, can't call it a quest line, but that little bit of obscure gathering in the game, never done that. So that's kind of one of the things I'm looking for. My point in the game, you know, it's kind of open world, so there's no real you're at this step or this step or this step. But I've taken down a couple of the assassins, Electrocutioner, Deathstroke. Of course, Killer Croc. Just took down Shiva the other night, and just made it through the. I'm part of the way through the Joker storyline, so he's done his thing, and I've been through the steel mill, and Copperhead took out Copperhead. So for the main storyline, I guess I'm a little bit further along than I thought, but that's what I've been doing, kind of a single player game. Other than that, Wildstar. That's what I've been doing. I bought the game Friday night, which would have been May the 30th, because early access for pre-orderers began May 31st at like 12:01 a.m. Pacific. And, you know, I've talked about it. I'm in Texas. We are central, so that would have been 2 a.m. my time, and I didn't stay up for that. I went to bed. So anyways, bought the game, patched it, because I'd been playing in the open beta, or the previous weekend betas as well. So patched it, had it ready to go for when I got up Saturday morning. So I've been playing a lot of Wildstar. Now, of course, I haven't played today. Today being June 3rd. Today is the official launch of the game. But from what I've seen of the various people on Facebook and Twitter, you guys are experiencing what early accessers, what we went through. Crashes, servers not being up and running, or emergency resets, blah, 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 blah. But by the same token, you're probably not going to have it as bad as we did because, of course, Carbine had 5 days to learn from their mistakes. And, oh, geez, we need to make sure this is blah, blah, blah. Hopefully you've got that going for you if you bought and launched today on Wildstar Online. Just while I'm thinking about it, I am playing on the... Oh, my gosh, I can't pronounce this. Mikros, M-I-K-R-O-S server. During the beta, I primarily played Dominion. I wanted to change it up a little bit and went Exile this time. And I'm enjoying it. I'm playing a human medic. My toon's name is Graydol, G-R-A-Y-D-O-L, like everything else. If you're on that server and playing Exile, shoot me a tell, friend me, whatever you feel like doing. The game is fun. I'm actually enjoying it more now than I did during any of the betas. Maybe that's because I know that there will be no character wipes kind of now with the game going live, I know the game is for real. There's no testing, no wiping, no resetting, restarting, so maybe that's adding to it. But primarily, that's what I've been doing in gaming this week. So I'm going to move on to news. Honestly, there's not a whole lot going on. I think probably everyone's holding off because next week, June 10th through 12th, E3 starts. E3, of course, Electronic Entertainment Expo. If you're a video gamer of any kind, then you don't need me to tell you that. But of course, LA, the LA Convention Center, 3 days of grand and glorious video gaming talks and releases and updates and yada yada yadas. Head over to e3expo.com. They've already got a few little things up and running. You can, of course, get the newsletter they put out. I don't remember, but I'm wanting to say that E3 has an app. Just kind of an update, live thing. Here's the schedules type of thing. I'm not sure about that, though. Don't quote me on that. Let's see here. E3, there will be, of course, the usuals. Microsoft, Sony. I think Nintendo is actually going to do a presentation, even though they had originally said they would not. But you can head over to e3expo.com. There's a little bar across the top there where they will be live streaming all of the big presentations the first day, which, you know, like I said, Sony, PlayStation, Nintendo, Microsoft, blah, blah, blah. So you can watch those. Of course, a lot of that's going to be recorded and streamed around the clock on the various companies' websites. I'm sure a lot of people post those to YouTube, so be sure to check that out. Moving on, another little bit of news dealing with Batman. This time, Batman Arkham Knight. It was just announced that, I'm so disappointed. Batman Arkham Knight, which I've talked quite a bit about. The next game in the Batman Arkham series, this one, of course, being done back in the hands of Rocksteady instead of Warner Brothers. It's just been announced that for whatever reason, the game has been delayed into 2015, which I think is just a good way of saying we don't know when it's coming out, sometime next year. Pretty bummed about that. If you've listened to any episodes of the show, you know that I'm a huge Batman Arkham series fan. Can't wait for it. So, but you know, it's that two-edged sword of we want the game and we want it now, but we don't want a crappy product. We want it polished and bug-free and good to go. And of course, it's Rocksteady. So you know that's going to mean a good quality game. We expect it to be polished and ready to go. So I guess, you know, if we have to wait on that, then so be it. But anyways, Batman Arkham Knight next year, not this fall. Let's see here. Our last little bit of news is dealing with the Secret World. Funcom's MMO dealing with modern-day secret societies and very Cthulhu-esque monsters and cultists and whatever. It's a good game. I honestly haven't played in a while, but it is a good MMO. It's buy to play, I believe. So no subscription required now, but subscribers do get a little bonus. You get, you know, not in-game currency, but their in-game store currency. So head over, check that out at thesecretworld.com. But the big news about the Secret World, it was announced today, I believe. Tokyo. If you've played the Secret World, if you followed the Secret World, you know that players have been chomping at the bit for Tokyo. And they've announced it. It's coming out tomorrow. Tomorrow being June 4th, 2014. If you have bought Issue 9, which that's how they release their big content pushes or issues, you know, they're done in a comic style format. That's their microtransaction to make money for you being free to play or buy to play. Issue 9, 10, and 11. Three issues will be coming out over the next few months, fully releasing the Tokyo expansion. That's how big it is. Tokyo has, of course, we haven't been to Tokyo. We haven't been to Japan in the game, but there is a big NPC group, the Orochi, however you want to say it, kind of techno-magical, for lack of a better word, mega corporation. You know, think Shadowrun, one of the big, Ares or Seder Krupp or one of those big mega corps. That's essentially Orochi, but they definitely interfere with a lot of different things. And you as a player in the game come into contact with them for good and bad, sometimes working with, a lot of times fighting against them. But anyway, so issue 9 and issue 10 will actually unveil the city of Tokyo. Issue 11 will actually be the Orochi headquarters. So I'm sure there's going to be a huge, big raid, a lot of forays and ventures into the headquarters building, stealing who knows what. Artifacts, magic, weapons, all kinds of good stuff. If you are a Secret World player, pick up issue 9. And oh, and you do have to have the seal from the council, and that is the Council of Venice. So you do have to have those two things before you can head into Tokyo tomorrow. But check it out, jump in the game, see what you think. Like I said, for me, I love Cthulhu, and I love Stephen King, and I love The Walking Dead, and the first, for lack of a better word or phrase, the first few big major zones in the game are exactly that. You're in Maine, a fishing town on the coast, there's zombies everywhere. As you move into the mountains, it gets a little more Cthulhu-esque, so in my opinion, the game is worth it just for those first few zones, which will take you, there aren't levels in the game, of course, but you'll probably get anywhere from 30 to 40 to 50 hours of gameplay out of those areas easily. Tons of stuff to do. Quests, of course, are repeatable. You just keep gaining XP to build up your points, attack points and skill points. Check it out. It's a great game. I like it. And I'm sure here at Holosuite Media, we have our sister podcast, who is really kind of the flagship podcast for Holosuite, Beyond the Veil, which we've talked about, and that's the Secret World podcast. The show is dedicated solely to the game. I am quite sure that this week on Thursday, when they have their show, they will be a Twitter and bubbling over. I'm sure most of the host and the panelists will have already been through, or at least into the content, and we'll have a lot more information for you. So be sure to check that out Thursdays at holosuitemedia.com in the XS link of live stream. Well, as I said, it's kind of a light news week. Jay's not here, so I have no geeky stuff, no gaming-related material. I'm really hoping that E3 next week will maybe give us a little bit of geeky stuff. Of course, it's going to be primarily video games. That's what it is, but we just think that a lot of people, a lot of companies, developers, whatever, are kind of holding back right now. And when E3 rolls around, they'll really drop the bomb, give us the good stuff. So for now, that's about it. Shorty Podcast, thanks for hanging with us. You can find me, Greydoll, on Steam, the PlayStation Network, and Raptor, the in-game achievement and playtime tracking service under Teletech 77062. Blacklace will have our pertinence on the outro on the way out. So I'll just call it here, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at the Pulse Gamecast. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to thepulsegamecast@gmail.com.